This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It was huge. You know, I think there's nothing more stressful than hiring people because it's, you know, you lose sleep over it. Like, you know, the day after the season, I start to strategize and think, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? And it's hard, and then it's hard to put the rest of the staff together. You know, myself and Coach Bell, you know, hours and hours and hours of text message and just talking about different guys and what fits him, what fits me, what fits us as a team. And it's never easy. And the hardest one is that coordinator job. And I think once, you know, I got Coach Bell in here, it was easier to get the next pieces in there. But it's just finding the right piece because he's got guys on the tip of his tongue that he likes. And it's just finding the right guy that fits Pitt. So that's never easy. It's like, you know, I take it personal and it's, you know, we got to get the right guy in here and we want to go. And I couldn't be more excited about Cade Bell and what he can bring to our offense, to our kids. And he's the whole package. He really is. What convinced me? Everything, really. I mean, there was, again, I talked to a lot of guys. For that position, and just really everything about him. You know, I'd probably say his enthusiasm, his energy. He's really, really confident in what he can do. He's a builder. You know, he built his own offense. Kind of built my own defense. He's kind of built in the same mold. Again, coach's kid. And I think those guys are ball coaches, and he's confident in what he does. He's got answers to everything. We're going to be an up-tempo, at times, and, we're going to play fast. And I think, maybe one of the things that sold me is, defensively, we're not very complicated. Any novice football guy would look and say, gosh, they line up on normal downs with four down. They line up in almost the same spots all the time. The linebackers look like this. The corners are pressed out there, and everything looks the same. But, but then on the snap, it changes, and it's simple but complex. And I think that's what our offense is. You know, when people talk about playing fast, I think they think the tempo. But I think, that fast goes two ways. And I think if you talk to a lot of our guys and talk during spring ball and after spring ball, our guys will say it's simpler for them to go play faster. And again, when I say fast, you can have an athletic guy, but if you take an athletic left tackle or a tailback or a wide receiver and you give them too many things to think about, they start to play slow. Okay. And my philosophy as a head coach has always been to make our guys play faster than they are. And, there's nothing worse than taking a guy that runs a 4.6 and he's playing at 4.9 speed. Okay. If a guy's at 4.6, I want to make sure he's playing at 4.6 or faster. I think our guys will, it'll be simpler but complex. We'll be explosive, and again, our guys will, they'll know what to do and be able to play at a higher level. It's been great. I mean, he's just a different individual in that room. I mean, he's a guy that's like going to text message you all day long. Like, he's one of those young guys. My thumb is kind of numb, all his fingers must be numb because he's sending recruits at all hours of the night. Like, check this guy out, check that guy out. Man, I got text messages that long. But it's been awesome. I love a guy that communicates. He's a communicator. Does a great job communicating with the kids. With his staff, and just he's very organized, which is kind of how I am, and that's how I like that offense to be. Yeah, I don't care. FCS, high school. I could have hired a high school offense coordinator. You see some explosive offenses in high school. There's it's football, okay? And I'll tell you what, when you think about, you know, coaches that are very creative, I think of a lot of high school coaches out there. And again, you can take a high school coach and get the same thing. So I don't care FCS. I was in FCS. I ran, you know, defenses at the FCS level. I coach at Rhode Island, played small football as well. And, you know, you can do it at any level, you know. And I always thought just some of the things we do defensively, could we do it at the next level? You know, I took a job out in Northern Illinois. I couldn't talk, you know, the head coach or the coordinator into doing some other things. And then, you know, I go down the road to Miami, Ohio, and I'm able to implement this stuff that's kind of crazy that people say you can't do that and do it. And Cade's the same way. He's got some stuff that he's very creative. I think you're going to see some creative offense out there, which creates explosives, which keeps people off balance. I think that's it. Yeah, I mean, Amanda talks about, you know, FCS and all that, but like as I go on the road, you know, it's obviously especially down south. I mean, I can't tell you how many high school coaches and coaches on the road that I didn't even know. They're like, you know, you're texting you saying, what a great hire. You know, sometimes people like that don't get those opportunities. People are like, oh, it's FCS. You know, you got to hire a Power Five guy or something like that. But I like, you know, I don't have that ego. I'm not going to have to come in here and say I hired a guy from Alabama or LSU for it to make it look good. Okay, this is not about looking good; it's about being good. We got the right guy in Cade Bell, and maybe to finish up the rest of your question there, Amanda, was you know analytics, you know, to find that guy, you know, did a lot of. I mean, it's crazy how analytics are, but just to give you, you know, like, hey, what am I looking for, and just to look at different. So, I won't give any shout outs to who, but they know who they are, and I've thanked them for. You know, kind of their input as far as just helping me kind of figure it out. Because it wasn't like I knew Cade or some of the other guys that I was looking at, but it was more of just finding the right guy, you know. But then you know, doing your homework after that to find out that he fits at Pitt.
You think you might eventually go as fast as
Tennessee? There'll be times we'll go fast as Tennessee, you know, which will be great. I mean, I think it's hard as a defense. It'll be great for our defense to see because we see a lot of it, whether it's fast or you know, semi-fast, but again, we're going to go fast when we need to go fast. We're going to go slow. Some people think a defensive guy doesn't like that. I care less, you know. It doesn't help when you go slow and huddle up, and I'm looking at the clock, looking to see if we're going to, you know, have another delay game. That doesn't help you either. And, you know, as slow as we went offensively last year, we didn't win the time possession. So, you know, some people think that defensive guys want to win the time possession. You know, I want to win the game, and I want to win on the scoreboard, and I want our kids to have fun doing it. I think that's what Coach Bell brings.
Is there anything that your defense will help you adjust on
the game
for
the Georgia Tech
Tennessee?
No. I mean, to me, it's you want the game. You know, we're going to see a lot. I mean, I would say, you know, 12 regular season games, we're going to see probably 11 out of the 12. That's just offhand that are going to go fast tempo, whether you're snapping it in 7 seconds, you know, 7 to 12 seconds like a Tennessee might do. Everybody else is snapping it before 20 seconds. So, to me, the harder it can be in practice makes it easy on game day, you know. You know, our kids will think on game day, the rest of those 11 games of those 12 are going to be slow. They're like, God, they're so slow, coach, which is great. Well, we're going to have to think faster during practice, which is great. Probably one of the biggest adjustments we've had during the year is, you know, because we've been going, you know, slow the last couple of years is our guys, you know, having to, like, okay, game week. Now we got to press as defense coaches trying to get them to understand the tempo and make sure they get home after the play's over. So, I mean, we won't be worried about that. Now we'll be worried about some of the other things that maybe we don't see during practice, which is something we'll have to work on, you know, during fall camp and spring ball. You know, Lindsey's outstanding. You know, you get to know him better every single day as you go. We talked personnel yesterday, and he's just so detailed. He's right down the line. It's just, again, anytime you bring somebody new in and you guys will have an opportunity, you know, one by one, EJ will get it done. I think next weekend you'll probably talk to Jake Bernowski, our special teams coordinator, start with the coordinators. But Lindsey does an outstanding job. He's detailed. He's played the position, and he knows Coach Bell's offense as well. So it'll help us, you know, operate a little bit faster. Yeah, we kind of did have a little, you know, 30-minute practice out there today. You know, we had a walkthrough for about 30 minutes today, which was fun. Like I said, to get back into football, we do it, you know, every Wednesday. We'll get a little action in, you know, one time a week here. So we'll have three more before we get into spring ball just to kind of semi-install stuff. But, again, you'd have to ask the guys, but, you know, my gut feeling and I guess what I've seen is they're excited. They're real excited. You know, you're learning the new offense, you're learning new terminology, but I think they're, you know, they see how it's going to be faster, that they can play faster, they have less thinking on the field, and I think that's what every player would like to have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.